بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد The Mubarak chest of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sayyiduna Hind bin Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak chest and stomach were in a straight line, that is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not overweight. In another narration, he reports that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak chest was clearly visible and muscular. That is, it was not sunken as in the case with ill or deformed people. It has been discussed previously that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a broad chest, and that is considered a sign of strength. Sayyidina Hind bin Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that there was fine hair on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's upper chest. Note, some narrations mention that the upper chest was bare. This would mean that the growth was not full and dense, rather it was sparse and fine. Sayyidina Hind bin Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates that there was a thin line of hair growing from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest till his navel. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also reports about this fine line of hair between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's upper chest and the navel. Allama Munawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that this line of hair actually commenced from that portion of the chest where a necklace usually hangs. With the exception of the upper chest, there was no hair on either side of this line. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.